I'm going to read from 10 to 19. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the scheme of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the power, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girt your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil ones. And take the helmet of salvation, and with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all the prayers and petition, pray at all time in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utter may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with the boldness the mystery of the gospel. Let's start off with a word of prayer before we share the message. Our Heavenly Fathers and our Lord Jesus Christ and our wonderful Counselor, Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come into our heart, Lord. Just really bless my mouth to share the message. And also, I just pray that all the ears be open, whoever who hear this message, and your word will be really sowed into their heart, and they indeed will learn to stand strong and stand firm in your word and in the Spirit, Lord. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, yeah, this morning the passage is from Ephesians, and obviously, when you look at this passage, it's like we are going to war. And if you look at, you know, a lot of passages from the Bible, a lot of time when we talk about, there's always a battlefield feeling, Jesus would describe, you know, enemies and you know, going to war and all this. And indeed today, I want to share with you this morning, I don't know whether it's like too early for the morning, but I really want to say it's like, we are standing on battle zone. Even though it is Hong Kong, everything is like calm and stable, you know, there's no political upheaval or anything. You know, remember yesterday, you know, Pastor Solomon was sharing with us in Java, central Java, that churches are being burned down. And there are, you know, places so far away, and to us, this is so far away. But time after time, when I read the passage from the Bible, it's like, no, we are not in a peacetime. We are in the battlefield. And so this morning, I wanted to share with you, you know, some of the experience that I have. You know, the first time I ever counter Satan, like in real life. I hope I don't scare some of you. It was, I was, you know, a few years back, like I think probably 7 years back, I joined this Breakthrough organization. It's a youth organization doing outreach and doing gospel camp to the youth. And I remember we were planning for a gospel camp, and the night before, and we come together and we pray and worship, and you know, our leader was asking us, you know, confess all your sin, like go with the preparation with a clean hand. And I remember one of the brothers, basically, he just yelled out to God, you know, God save me. And he is a Christian, and we know him, and we work together, and we know he has good heart. But we also know that, you know, in his Christian walk, he has his own stumbling block too. And suddenly, he just manifests, and we have four guys putting him down. And none of us in that group know anything about spiritual warfare. For me, I was just a happy Christian. I know how to speak in tongues, and I enjoy, you know, worshiping God and thinking, yeah, God is all powerful and everything is, you know, nice. And then suddenly I see a Christian manifest on the ground, having four guys tie him down. And except our leader who could probably, you know, done a little bit, I see people how to do it. And so for the whole group of us, we don't know what to do. And I remember, you know, for people that, you know, don't know what to do. We just, you know, he was right in the middle and have guys standing, you know, holding him down. And then the female leaders, like, you know, pray over him and try to cast out some demons. And I remember, it was a beautiful picture though, because most of us just like holding hand and worship. And he was right in the middle. And I remember that time, we were just crying because we see someone that we like, we love, a dear brother who are suffering like that. And I remember, you know, at the time I was, you know, suddenly prompted by the Spirit and reminded this passage, like, really have nothing to do with casting out demons. It's like the First John. It's like, in the beginning there's Word, and the Word is God. And so I opened my Bible and I read out those words. And as soon as I uttered those words, the brother who was like pressing down on the ground suddenly, like, you know, become so strong, and he punching me to my face. And lucky, because I was holding the Bible, so I actually have the Bible smashing to my face. I was like, oh, this is, I got it right. Like, when that happened, I know this is the message that God wanted me to read from the Bible. And at the time, you know, we were doing all sorts of things, and this is my first experience. And there's one moment I'm actually looking into the brother's eyes, and I see anger in it, and I recognize not him. I felt that I'm really, you know, look into the devil's eye. And at that point, to me inside, I'm so angry. I'm so angry that, you know, Satan can have such a power over someone that I care. And that was the time. And last week, 2 weeks ago, our whole church was watching this movie called Furious Love. And you have, you know, all these like manifestation and all this. And one of the person who is saying, like, that when they try to cast out demons, they would not let them manifest because it's abuse of the bodies, abuse of the person. And you know, through all this experience, like Cascade, you know, even later on I have experienced like helping to cast out demons, like yeah, not fantastic or anything, but I realized that, you know, at the end of the day, like, God is so great. You know, as soon as you say in the name of Jesus, quiet down, and they quiet down and they listen and they obey to the Lord. And that's another experience that I want to share with you. Also, it's very, really impactful in my life. Is, you know, a lot of time Bible would say, you know, the thief, the enemy come, steal, kill and destroy. And one of the ministry that I did with Breakthrough at the time is, like, we get up 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, and we go to Mong Kok. Back then, you know, they still have disco. You know, young people, youth go there, and the purpose they go there is not just having fun. Apparently, what happen in a disco is, like, they would roll out a trolley full of drugs, and they would hand it out freely to the youth, get them hooked onto it, and so that they cannot grab, like, you know, so they will hook onto the drug and cannot get away, and then they can start, you know, charging them. And I remember, you know, we would go down because if they're on drugs, they really need to go, like, you know, need water. And sometimes the police would come and raid, and they are underage, so they would rush off to this little park nearby, and our group would go down and really basically try to talk to them, try to get to know them, and hopefully bring them back to a church. And I remember that, you know, the sense of battlefield, that is the first time I really sense that there is a battlefield there. What happened during that time, and this was my first time, and I was with this brother, and he is obviously more experienced, and we go down and we saw this kid, he's like, you know, 14, and we tried to talk to him, and he was telling us, you know, he just been, you know, start coming a couple of weeks ago, and he have a few incident of taking drugs and feeling really high and you know, at scenes and all this. And so we didn't even, you know, have the opportunity to give him, like, to collect his information. Sometimes we would talk to them and get, like, their phone numbers, try to connect with them so that, you know, we can follow up, that sort of thing. And the brother next to me only managed to give a name card to him. And when we were talking, suddenly this, like, you know, the brick brother is like the child. This guy, like, you know, dyed hair, like gold hair, like, you know, golden color, and then tattooed on the body, and just grab him like that, like grab him and he walk away. And that feeling, you know, that feeling is like, it's feeling like a eagle coming down and take the prey and it's gone. And to me, it's like, it's out of my hand. If we have no more opportunity for that kids anymore. And that is how, that's the first time I really sense, you know, the, understand the meaning of the enemy come steal, kill, and destroy. Why I say is kill, steal, and destroy. People who work around that area, like, you know, they have 24 hours local cha chan tan, like the eating outlet. And we talk to the lady, they say one summer, couple weeks, they see a very healthy youth, couple weeks having drugs. They totally gone. That like the body the, is like, you know, they cannot think anymore. That you know, have illusions, and you know the body it deteriorate, and they can see how a person get destroyed. And this is so real. It's out there. It's a battlefield, and I think this battlefield feeling sort of carry me to this message, and I keep thinking, you know. We're living in a very comfortable church. I like SP. I like the, you know, brothers and sisters here. So where's the battlefield in our life? Like, you know, do we have to go do outreach? Do we have to, like, see drug addicts or prisoners or, you know, people who, like, you know, deep in sin? And those are the time, the only time that you really see the enemy. What about our day-to-day life? We go to work and all this. Where is the enemy? And I want to put this question to you. It's like, where is the enemy in your life? He is definitely working in your life, but where are they? You know, some of you know that I have this heart for Japan. You know, every time I go there, I see their faces. It's a big metropolitan city just like Hong Kong. So I would say, you know, things that I see in Japan is the same as in Hong Kong. People sometimes are very indifferent. They're very busy and focus on their life, and God is not part of their life. And I was just wondering, you know, where is God in their life? And quite often we heard about, you know, busyness is being under Satan's yoke. Maybe, possibly, that busyness that we are working our life off, maybe that we need to think about it. And the other thing is that, you know, sometimes it is the value that come through the advertisements and things like, you know, that you see in the newspaper, that all those value are twisted and not according to the Christian value that we have from the Word of God. I remember like 2 weeks ago, I was reading this newspaper talking about this case about, you know, sexual offenders against someone who are intellectually challenged. And the judge in the case was saying, you know, it's quite not, like, you know, for today's society value, like for someone who go to, you know, knowing each other for 3 months and start, you know, sleeping together is quite normal. So, you know, for this person, like less than 1 month and they have sex is quite normal. And so this person takes 3 months before he, you know, abuse that intellectual challenged ladies is quite normal. And when I was reading that newspaper, I'm thinking, what is going on in Hong Kong? A judge who's supposed to have higher moral value, who's supposed to take care of, you know, the people who are defenseless, yet in his judgment, he was making comments like that. And so, you know, a judge with that standard going into the society, we are bombarding with different values and different message telling us that it's okay to have casual sex. And so this is only just one of the examples, but a lot of time we're just not aware of it. And so today, really, I the first question I want to leave with you is like, we are definitely in the battlefields. So where is the enemy working in your life, in your work? Think about it. And you know, the thing is that I want to ask you to open the eyes to see first, because if we are blind and we cannot see, then we're not going to able to do anything. And the second thing is that I want to emphasize is that each one of us have the Holy Spirit in us, and God obviously is guiding us, and obviously there is that small still voice telling us, you know, not to do certain things. And a lot of time we are by the flesh, we are compelled, we felt compelled to it. But I want to put it to you as well, is that we do have a choice. A lot of time, but a lot of time we choose not to. And you know the story that, you know, Pastor Salamat was sharing with us about what happened in the central Java yesterday. I actually went on the internet and looked at it, And apparently what happened is like this guy who was handing out leaflet, the leaflet is not even a Christian leaflet, you know. It, according to the newspaper, I don't know how correct it is, it's apparently is a leaflet talk about two Islam site, about this site in, this holy site in Mecca and also in Mina. And they say the black stone in the Mecca and the stone pillar in Mina actually resemble the genital. And so to the Islam, this is definitely an insulting to the Islam faith. And so basically, it have nothing to do with Christians. But the very fact that he is a Christian, because he is a Christian and he do something that have nothing to do with Christ, people get angry. And outside the court, when the judgment being pronounced, the maximum penalty is 5 years. But outside, all the Islamic people were saying, kill him, kill him. Like for asking for death penalties. And because he's a Christian, people set fire on, according to the news I have, like set fire on the two churches and one on, one destroyed, like, you know, tried to damage this, you know, Christian church. And I think Pastor Sama, probably from other source, mentioned that it's another church also affected. A lot of time, you know, when we look at, you know, the things that we do, a lot of time people point fingers like, you know, Christian, a hypocrite, they say one thing and do another thing. You know, sometimes it's like, we just have to guard our heart, being Christian, being this identity, that sometimes people look at us and finding that excuse to challenge God, finding that excuse to tell the world that Christian is no good. Christian is a hypocrite or doing things. Even though, you know, we know that we are work in progress. We know that we sin. We know that we need to learn and we fall and we pick ourselves up again. But time after time, the people will use those excuses. And I believe that, you know, that happened in Jaffa. It could also happen in our daily life. So I guess, you know, the thing is that, you know, having this pressure identity as Christ, not like, you know, Christians, the children of God, you know, we have to look at what we do and what we say a lot of time. And, you know, the story that I share about, you know, that outreach about that boy that being scooped and taken away from us, when I have that picture, we went back to the church and I also start praying. I was like crying out to God, you know, save him. And in the middle of our prayer, suddenly the phone rang and the brother went out and to take the call. It turned out it's from the boy and he was calling. He told us that, you know, the brick brother give him double dosage. So he was super high. But in the middle of his ecstasies, the picture of this brother come to his face. And because of that name card, he called him. And because of that conversation, we're able to get his home phone numbers. We're able to follow up. This showed me that, you know, God is so real. He can go through even a people who are in drugs, God can peace through that darkness and touch that boy and bring that opportunity into their life. Same wise, a lot of time we fall, God never gave up on us. He's always come back and tell us, you know, I want you back. And he give us opportunity time after than others. And the other things that I believe, you know, today the message that we read from Ephesians, it talk about the belt of truth. Let's have our faith grounded on the belt of truth. It talk about the gospel of peace. It talk about the helmet of salvation, knowing our identity in Christ, knowing that we are safe, we can always going back to God, knowing that you are on the battlefields. I don't know whether it's too early for you guys in the morning, but I just want to impress upon you that this is real and don't let it go by and not aware of this. And so what else can we do? You know, just now we share about prayer, help us. The word of God help us to secure our faith and help us for discernment. The other thing is the worship. I remember I went to seminary and we visited different churches. One of the churches that my friend visited is in another Indonesian church in Kowloon. And basically my schoolmate was pretty scared, freaked out because like they see, you know, that made manifest and all this. And they told me, you know, they worship 1.5 hours. You know, under that worship, the presence of God come down. Of course, you know, all the devil will flee, will come out and will manifest. And I really believe, and also, you know, I heard many sermons, you probably have heard about it. Worship is a form of warfare as well. It's, we connected to God, and when we connect to God, God come down to us too. And there's no place for the devil to play around. So, but having said that, I want to share finally one comment by C.S. Lewis. He say that, you know, there are two equal and opposite era into which our race can fall about, which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in that existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both era and held as a materialist or magician with the same delight. Sometimes we fall into a trap when we are thinking that, you know, Satan and all this as being so great, we go into this crazy, you know, spiritual warfare and all this, and sometimes we lost our focus. We lost our focus in God. We become so focused on what the devil can do, and we become so scared, and not knowing that, you know, God is the ultimate mighty God, that he has the power to rule over. And but at the same time, sometimes we are so crazy and everything is just spiritual attacks. Anything that even like things that we do, probably we should take the blame, and we blame the devil one, using that as an excuse. So I believe that, you know, it's a journey to discover. I take a long time, and I'm still in the process of learning how to discern. But be aware, it's like, don't go either extreme. Secure yourself in the Word of God. Check and balance the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and the wise counsel, the people that are walking with you together will help you to discern. So, you know, my message is about to finish today, and I think it's only appropriate if we can have worship. Let's really worship God. And, you know, give him all the glory. At the end of the day, God reigns.
Give me strength to make me grow. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. of me. So pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, Lord. Pour it out, your Spirit on me. Only you can give me strength to make me grow. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me.
Holy Spirit, just ask you, you know, in this time, just fill our heart, Lord. Father, that, you know, when you open our eyes to see the people around us, you know, a lot of time we just don't know what to do with them, really. You know, we cannot change life. Like, when time after time, you know, when we serve longer, we know that only you can change people and only you can change us, Lord. And Holy Spirit, I just invite you to come into my life and also my brother and sister's life. You know, call out to God. You know, when you call His name, He answers. And really ask Holy Spirit to come into your life, every compartment of your life. Really ask God to come in and to take captive of every single your thought. Because when that happened, when you're connected with God, then your eyes be open and you see the people around you. And you see where you are. We are standing on the battlefield. Lord, help us to realize that. Holy Spirit, just come in. You know, even when we don't know how to pray, and you will pray for us. Let's turn to our prayer focus for today. Mexico definitely is another war zone. We have report from Frank and Freddie that, you know, over there, that, you know, you probably hear about this too in Sunday sermon too, you know, not sermon, but, you know, people are dying. And it's definitely, this devil comes, steal and destroy. And so let's pray for Master Beauty and also against the spirit of death that is hovering over that place. You know, similarly, you know, in Japan, they have one of the highest suicide rate in the world. Pray for Japan, pray for Kenny, pray for to live up that spirit of death and the spirit of depressions and oppression over that land. Thailand. Thailand is another place that where there is a lot of sex trade, child abuse. Let's pray against that. Pray the hands of God be over covering that land and really bless the hands of Rachel and those who are working over there, praying that these people can bring back the having that abundance life that God had promised them. Let's also pray for the persecuted church in NK, a place that, you know, where poverty, where is there is, you know, that the leader being held as the idols and the war that coming looming over and all these things going on in North Korea. Pray for people there to get to know God. And also continue to pray for the situation in Java, those churches that have been burned down. And Father God, we know that you love those country that we just pray for. We know that you love the people in there and those who are suffering, who are being persecuted, who are, you know, because of circumstances, because of sins that is against them and putting into that situation, Lord. We just pray that salvation be over them, Lord, and come and save them, Lord. And we trust, Lord, that you love them more than us, Lord. And we know that they are in good hands, Lord. And I just ask that, Lord, so you extend your hands and over that land and touch them and save them. And use the people that we mentioned, you know, Fabi's and his their teams and also Kenny and Rachel and Chris. You know, use them and use the team, Lord. Now let's pray for SB Ministry, for Noah's Ark and also that's on also SB Youth group. Father God, we lift up the Noah Ark, all the kids and all the youth. Jesus said that, you know, asking us to be childlike and they are so sensitive to you. And I just pray, Father, that, you know, this bunch of the best bunch that they being raised up, walking in your way from the young day and knowing your word. And so even though, you know, they deviate or whatever doing in the future, they always come back to you. And I just really pray that your anointing be over them and these are the people, these are the children can go out and bless the community, Lord. Also, let's pray for the house church tonight, for Kennedy Road, PP and Conduit, and really pray that have wonderful fellowship together and dig deeper because this week is on the missions and really pray that, you know, the sense of calling before upon them and have a fruitful discussions and fellowship tonight. Let's pray for the SP move. Like, pray that, you know, God will, you know, guide us. You know, this is definitely this potential property that we are interested in, and it might, you know, serve a greater purpose in Lloyd. So really ask God to speak to us and make it happen if this is the place that He has prepared for us. And also this Sunday, we are going to collect a pledge for the building pledge and also the first fruit. Really pray for the congregation to move as what God called them to move. So let's pray that for God's provision for the finance and all this. Father God, I just want to thank You for this morning, a time of prayer, a time go before You, a time to know where we are. You know, Lord, I just pray for my brother and sister, Lord, including myself as well, Lord, to learn how to stand firm in this battleground, to be able to, you know, like Paul, to be able to have that boldness to share about the mystery of Christ, Lord. I also pray for my brother and sister to have that intercessory a heart, you know, when they see people walking past by them, let them have the heart of, you know, saying that, you know, I want them to know Jesus before they leave my sight. You know, I know it's crazy, but I just pray that, you know, we be so mindful of the people around us, mindful of especially those ones that family that who are not safe yet. Really, I just lift them up to You and ask God have mercy and really empower my brother and sister and charge them for today's work in their office and also in their everyday. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.